From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops poised for a victory.
Iraqi forces have now cut off every road out of Mosul. ISIS is trapped.
The voice of U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, Brett McGurk, updating the status and a pending victory for Iraqi troops in retaking the city of Mosul in their fight against Islamic State. He says the remaining western Mosul neighborhoods held by Islamic State are now completely surrounded. VOA asked James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy if the coalition's rapid offense is keeping up pace. He says it's more than that.
The State Department coordinator for the fight against ISIS, Brett McGurk, has said that all of the roads have been cut off. The ISIS forces remaining have been surrounded. There are some reports that up to 60% of the western side of the city have been taken in the course of the day. So it's clear that we have got, despite all of the wringing of hands of people about the battle for West Mosul, that we have a huge victory coming.
The Islamic State overran Mosul in the summer of 2014. The Iraqi coalition took back most of eastern Mosul from ISIS earlier this year. An al-Qaeda-linked group called the Levant Liberation Committee has claimed responsibility for twin blasts near the holy shrines frequented by Shiites in the Syrian capital of Damascus that left 74 dead. The attacks came 2 weeks after members of the same group hit security offices in the city of Homs. A huge pile of garbage at the dump on the outskirts of Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, collapsed, killing at least 46 people and leaving several dozen missing. Landfill has been a dumping ground for the capital's garbage for more than 50 years. This is VOA News. Leaders of the European Union countries have criticized Turkey while the dispute over the Turkish government's attempt to hold rallies in European countries has been growing. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Germany and the Netherlands of Nazism and fascism because officials blocked rallies there. Over the weekend, Dutch riot police clashed with hundreds of Turkish government supporters in Rotterdam as about 2,000 protesters gathered outside of the Turkish consulate to show their support for President Erdogan. A group of independent experts is calling for the government of North Korea to be brought before the International Criminal Court for gross violations of human rights, including crimes against humanity. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on a report submitted to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva.
The experts agree the government of North Korea has done nothing to end the widespread and systematic violations committed against its population over the past 3 years. In 2014, a commission of inquiry issued a damning report. Bangladeshi legal expert Sarah Hossein says it is the primary duty of the government itself to bring perpetrators of violations in that country to account.
In these circumstances, we call on the international community to continue to pursue a referral of the situation in the DPRK to the International Criminal Court.
The UN experts also recommend the establishment of an ad hoc international tribunal, which could act as a deterrent for future crimes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials report there are up to 120,000 political inmates in four prison camps who are at risk of torture, forced labor, and summary execution while in detention. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for two car bomb blasts in Mogadishu on Monday that killed six people. Witnesses say the first bomb went off outside of a hotel, killing five. Six people injured in the blast were admitted to the city's Medina Hospital. The second explosion targeted a military base in the Somali capital and killed one person. Al-Shabaab, which has ties with Al-Qaeda, has often targeted Mogadishu hotels and restaurants in its campaign to bring down the Somali government and install a strict Islamic State. Pope Francis prayed for the 39 girls killed and others injured in a fire that began in a Guatemalan youth center when mattresses were set ablaze in a protest by those living there.
Esprimo la mia vicinanza.
Greeting the faithful in St. Peter's Square, the Pope prayed that God console the victims' families. He added that he was praying and asking others to do likewise for all the boys and girls who are victims of violence, maltreatment, exploitation, and war in the world. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.